Hello, Kerr Fitzpatrick.
Hello. Okay.
I know it's been like quite the day again, but we're up, we're running, you're here, it's working. So let's do this.
Okay. You're in a library.
I'm in a library. I am in the West Hollywood Library.
Any celebrities? Are there two celebrities go to the library?
As a matter of fact, one celebrity who I see here, I haven't seen him in a few months, but whenever I come here, I see Weird Al.
He goes to the, really?
Yes.
Wow, it's fascinating. I'd love to see Weird Al at a library.
Yes, and he just kind of comes here and hangs out, and he's just very nondescript. But it was one of these situations where I looked over one day and I was like, wow, that guy looks like Weird Al. Oh, my God, it is Weird Al.
Weird Al hangs out at the library. And what does he do? Like, he, like, reads books?
Reads
like,
books.
Sits at a table? Like, he just, like, sits at a table and, like, reads books?
Or in a chair. Like, there's, like, couches and, like, easy chairs and stuff here. So he sits in a chair and reads books.
Wow.
I know, right?
Okay. What's the protocol in libraries? Do people ever ask for autographs or?
I don't know. I don't. You know, the funny thing is, I never see anybody bothering him. Like, no one even goes up and talks to him. So I guess, okay. You know, So it seems like people just leave him alone.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I guess maybe that's why he comes here and feels comfortable hanging out here, because people probably leave him alone.
Yeah. Except now we've announced that he's at the West Hollywood Library, so.
Well, you know what, though? I mean, the thing is, I mean, if he's hanging out here, I'm sure I'm not the first person who's been like, oh, my God, Weird Al.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I saw Weird Al live at Radio City Music Hall.
You know, the funny thing is, I pegged you for, like, a Weird Al fan.
Oh, absolutely. Long-time Weird Al fan, yeah.
But I like him, too. I like him, too. Anywho, let's get this show on the road, because now, because of our technical difficulties, my time here is limited. But I do have enough time to talk about this fabulous, fabulous movie, When Sparks Fly. By the way, before we get started, if I didn't introduce myself, I don't know if I remembered or not, I'm Les Kirkendall. This is my buddy, Kurt Fitzpatrick.
Hello.
And we watch Hallmark Channel movies. I watch them for fun, and I make Kurt watch them to torture him.
It is a form of torture. It really is. I would give out government secrets in exchange for not seeing these movies.
So, we're celebrating Meghan Markle May.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding is this weekend. My husband is all a Twitter about this. We are actually having people over and we're watching the wedding. We're going to wake up at 2:00 in the morning and watch the royal wedding.
Yeah. We have it easier in the East Coast because it's at 5 a.m. if we are so inclined. Just have to get up early.
Are you going to do it?
Well, maybe for the purpose of this podcast, I should, since it is Meghan Markle May.
Yeah.
So I might do it.
And you know what we could do? What I'm thinking, and this is a possibility at this point, and we could discuss it later. Maybe if we're both up, maybe we can even do a commentary. It's a thought.
We could do it live?
Yeah.
Okay, we could discuss that.
Yeah, it's a thought. Anyway, and without further ado, let's talk about our movie, our Meghan Markle movie this week, When Sparks Fly.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
So the movie starts, it's the 4th of July, they're at a picnic, and we see Meghan, or in this movie, Amy, we see Amy talking to her parent.
Yep. And they are in the firework business. I forgot to look up if I guess fireworks are legal. This takes place in the state of Washington, so presumably fireworks are legal there. Because in the state of New Jersey, fireworks are not legal.
Yeah, I don't know if they're legal here in California or not. I know in Texas they're legal. I know that. I think they're legal in Texas. Yeah, I think that goes like state by state.
Yeah, so I forgot to look that up. So people can look that up on – that's a little homework assignment for our audience. Whether it is or not, I don't know, because they do have firework displays in New Jersey. You just can't buy fireworks as a layman.
Right. So then we see Amy and her best friend Sammy walks up, and Sammy is dressed in red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Sammy split a cupcake.
Yes, that's right. These ladies are not afraid to eat.
Right.
We've had discussions previously about you were saying that women would not take food from a food sampler on the street because they don't want to be seen eating. But these ladies in this environment are not afraid to eat a cupcake.
But these ladies are in Washington State.
Okay.
Because I was saying ladies in New York or L.A., wouldn't eat that cupcake in public, but these are Washington State ladies, and so they enjoy their cupcake.
Oh yeah. I was wondering if Prince Harry is watching the movies. Like, you didn't really eat that cupcake, did you?
Right. Oh, Megan, you didn't
throw
did
that
you?
Out.
So then,
spit it out. Yeah, okay.
so they start talking, and then we find out that Amy is actually going to be moving.
Yes.
But nobody knows except for her best friend, Sammy.
Right. And they have a scene. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right.
And then because Sammy's like, have you told them yet? And Amy's like, well, I haven't told my parents yet, and I'm going to tell them, but I got to tell my boyfriend, Hank, tonight.
Yes. Now, in this scene where she's with Hank out on a dock at nighttime. I noticed that they didn't actually shoot this thing on location. It's a green screen shot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have an interest in green screen shots. Yeah, they weren't there. They were not at a dock at night. They were at a green screen.
Oh, good to know. Good to know.
What's going on? TV magic in the Hallmark Channel. My opinion of Hank at this moment was he looked like somebody playing the role of a perpetrator in a police lineup for child molesters on Law and Order SVU. Like, okay, Jenny, which one of these men? And he's not the guy, but he's like one of the extra guys.
Like one of the guys in the lineup itself, or one of the guys saying
yes. He's one of the guys. One of the guys in the police lineup for, you know, a child molester.
Well, the funny thing is that I did not find Hank. When I saw that he was the guy after, you know, say what you will about our run of Hallmark movies, whether you like them or whether you hate them, the guys are normally really hot.
Yeah.
Hank was not.
No, I thought Hank was a throwaway guy. I thought Hank was going to be that one scene and he's out.
Right, like the one guy, like, oh, like, you know, I dumped my boy, this is my country boyfriend, and I went out and got my hot boyfriend in the city, sort of a thing.
Yeah. Maybe this was more for, I don't know, because this Meghan Markle is very attractive.
It really is.
And they're real. So if you're watching this movie because you want to see a hot guy – not too much of that, I don't think.
This was not your movie because – and we're going to get to this, but there was another character who I thought, oh, really? This guy? But we'll get to that.
Uh-huh.
But you know who I'm talking about, right?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Hey, I don't care. You got this Meghan Markle who's beautiful. She looks like she was sculpted out of ice. And that Sammy in a – trampy way she was attractive.
Yeah, and then the funny thing, I like that you mentioned trampy because actually that kind of plays into the story, not her being a tramp, but her way of dressing and her taste level plays into the story.
Yeah, there's something for everyone except for people who want to So there to look at guys.
Well, there was no eye candy in this movie. Trouble. No.
Well, for me, for a heterosexual male, this is quite. You know, this might be an above average, not to give it away. This might be an above average viewing.
So, Amy and Hank are on the dock, and they both say that, you know, that she says, "Oh, Hank, I've got something to tell you." Hank says, "Amy, I've got something to tell you. You go first." And Amy is like, "Well, Hank, I'm out of here. I thought I was going to get this internship at this newspaper in Chicago. Actually, they gave me a job as a writer at this big Chicago paper, so I'm out. Deuces. See ya."
Deuces.
And we see that Hank has a wedding ring hidden behind his back.
Yeah.
And Amy basically kind of is like, "Oh, no, 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 you're not coming to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. You stay here. Yeah. Have a nice life.
You're not going, you dork.
Goodbye."
Stay here, you nerd.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't blame her.
I'm going to go to Chicago, get myself a hot Polish-American man.
Right.
You know.
So then we cut to 7 years.
Oh, they're Polish, so I can say that.
So then the fireworks start, and we cut to 7 years later.
Yes, 7 years later in Chicago. And they're at a big meeting now. There's a big newspaper meeting.
At the Chicago Post, where Amy now.
Right. Yeah. And the guy said, "We need something meaty."
Right. We need something meaty. And they're going around the table, and it's a pitch.
Yeah.
But no one's pitching good stories.
No, especially Amy.
And so, you know, Amy, so they're trying to get stories, and then Amy tells her boss, "Oh, I've got a story for you. Let's talk, why don't I do a story about the behind-the-scenes look at the firework industry?"
Well, first it's broader than that. She said, "Let's do a profile of just everyday people."
Oh, and then the boss is like, "No, boring, next."
Right.
And then
he's right. What the hell's that? That's the story of the day?
But then...
Yes.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, she comes out with this expose on the fireworks industry.
Yeah, equally fascinating. At least it's specific. At least it has, like, something.
Right. And then she tells the boss, "Oh, and you know what? My mom and dad have a fireworks company, so I can go. I can interview them."
Right. She's been low on creative. Her boss tells her she's been low on creative spark. Her heart hasn't been in it.
Right.
Get her act together.
Right. Get it together, sister. You better, you know, get to work. So, but he said he likes the fact that, you know, that her parents not only likes the fact that her parents run a fireworks company, he was fascinated with the fact that she could actually blow shit up herself.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, he was like, "Did you blow?" He's like, "Fireworks." He's like, "Did you blow things up too?" And she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, man."
Oh, okay. I got something written here about her coworker who was kind of like, who was kind of rude to her. There's some rude ladies in this.
Yes.
Show. This was the first one. Like, she said something about she's going to a, I think it was Joe Johnston show or Joe Johnson, whoever that is.
Right.
And she's not invited. Well, I'm not inviting you. And then say, "You missed the Meghan Markle movie that we have not reviewed that I watched part of. They actually go to an REO Speedwagon concert, so you missed that one."
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately. Oh, man, that movie's a real treat. this is a come down after that one.
Oh, the All Dater's right. Handbook.
Oh, man, that's really, yeah. Prince Harry would cancel the wedding if he saw that one.
So then she goes home, and we meet her current boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And
Phil.
And I wrote in my notes for Phil, they show her current boyfriend, and my note was, "This guy is disgusting."
Why do you feel he's disgusting? He just looks like a...
Slob. He looked like a slob in a suit.
Looks a lot older.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so I guess the idea is like, so what? So why is she with him? He must have like a ton of cash.
Right. Well, right. And I was kind of thinking the same thing. But one of the things that we find out about her as well is even though she's in the city, she's kind of like a down home girl.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, you have to kind of put this together. Now they're in a big city. Her looking the way she looks,
right?
Him looking the way he looks, I would say he needs to be bringing in at least a half a million a year.
Right, probably more.
I'm saying that at least that's the baseline. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe he does. He's really busy working a lot. He's got like four jobs so he can afford to go out with her.
And he's definitely uptight.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, he evolves well though in the story. I mean, he's completely unrealistic. Right. In fact, the movie calls him out on it. But we'll get to that.
So they go out to dinner, and yeah, we find out that she's a hometown girl because they're at this expensive restaurant, and he orders like an expensive meal, but she just wants a hamburger.
Yeah, and she gets a little octopus.
Yeah,
this tiny little looks like a squirt or something. Hey, before that though, she's Skyping with Sammy,
right?
And she keeps her shoes in her oven.
Right. Oh, that's right. Because she's
broken. Yeah.
That's right. She keeps her shoes in her oven because her oven broke. So yeah, she uses her oven as like a closet.
The air conditioner doesn't work. Also. Right.
But and we could tell that she's kind of down about being in the city. Like it's kind of getting to her.
Right. Yeah. So she's got no money. I'm just trying to put this together. So I mean, money's got to be really important to her.
Right.
That's why I'm thinking this Phil guy. Maybe she's just with this Phil guy for the money.
Maybe, right. Yeah. Because he wasn't even like interesting either.
Right.
Like he was just like this uptight guy.
She can't go to the opera. He wants to take her to the opera. She can't go. Why can't she go?
Oh, because she's going home.
She's going home. Okay, yeah.
Right. And so, so then on the Skype call, Sammy tells Amy that she's getting married.
Yay!
And she has and she's getting married on July 4th.
Yay!
And then Sammy drops the bomb. Guess who I'm getting married to? Your ex.
Ooh. Yeah, we didn't see that coming.
Which, okay, in a way, like, I don't know much about girl code.
Right.
But from what I get, from the little I do know about girl code, I think this is against girl code to marry your ex's, marry your best friend's ex.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of guy code too. It's not. It's always good. There's always going to be awkwardness,
right?
Something like that.
And yet, ladies out there, I would love your feedback. So let me know if this is or is not against girl code. But I would think I would think it would be, and yeah, I would think it would be against guy code too, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I was just trying to think. There's something I've been – I don't know how to articulate this, but I've been wondering if there's ever been – no, I don't know how to articulate this. Okay, never mind. All right.
I have – so then I put Amy's gross boyfriend comes over and he brings her her an ugly scarf.
Wait, when does this happen? I don't remember this.
Yeah,
okay. Edited out of the version. He brings her a scarf.
Yeah, and he tells her, and he tells her that he'll go with her to the wedding, but he never gets the name of the town that she's from. Right.
Right. Yeah. What does he call it? I got it written here now. Lakeview or Lake something.
Lakeside, or is it Lakeview?
We're getting it wrong too.
I think it is Lakeview or I can't get the name either. But we have Amy, so now she's at home. She's looking through old pictures, and her parents are really weirded out about the fact that not only is she going to Sammy's wedding to Hank, she's going to be the maid of honor at this wedding.
Yeah. Something is amiss.
And I
Something
personally
is
think
in Denmark.
Yes. And I personally think that that is like a problem.
It is. It is. It's it like, is definitely a problem.
Like, and
right.
I think I don't know about you, but I think even if you were on good terms with your ex, still because like for example, at my wedding reception last week, my ex actually came.
Really?
Yeah, he came.
Okay. Was that awkward?
Actually, no. It wasn't awkward at all, but he wasn't a part of it. He was there as a guest. But I would think that it would not only be awkward to participate in the ceremony, I think it would be kind of inappropriate. Don't you think?
Yeah.
But no, my ex came last week to the ceremony. He was fine because it was more like a party anyway.
Okay. Well, good.
But
yes, but no. This is inappropriate. Inappropriate behavior in a movie.
Right.
Yeah. So we meet the parents.
Right.
Right. Oh, wait. She's. Oh, I have. She's in her office calling her mom, and she tells them she's writing a story about them.
Right.
They're fascinating. Oh, then she tells about the wedding. Yeah, you had said that. Yeah. Oh, at home, Phil. Yeah. Oh, here I wrote about Phil. This is her boyfriend. I said he reminds me of Jerry Mathers.
He kind of does.
Like as he looks today, Jerry Mathers.
He kind of does, actually. You're right. You know who he is, actually? He's on Riverdale, and he plays Betty's father. Have you heard? Do you watch Riverdale?
Yeah.
Okay, get ready because you're gonna like flip your wig. Okay, so Riverdale is basically like Beverly Hills 90210, but remember the Archie comics?
Yeah.
The Archie comics. It's now like a nighttime soap, and it's called Riverdale.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And he plays Betty's father on Riverdale.
Oh, okay. So he's out working.
Yeah, he's working.
All right. That's good. So I got that. Yeah, Jerry Mathers. Oh, Phil can't go to the wedding. He has to go to Geneva. Something. All right.
Right.
Then she. This is all. Oh, okay. So then she finds old pictures with Hank.
Right.
Pictures of herself with Hank.
Right.
Hank looked a little better later on in the movie than he did in the beginning. Or did you think it was just a wash? No, not good.
Not much.
No.
Yeah, this was like not a good, this was not a good Hallmark hunk.
Now, what does Hank do for a living? Does Hank even have money? I mean, what's happening here?
Oh God, what did he do for a living? You know what?
What's this guy have going on?
I don't even remember.
How you getting Meghan Markle?
Seriously.
And even Sammy's kind of trampy hot.
Yeah, Sammy was not. No, Sammy was very pretty. She just was like she had horrible taste, but she was attractive for sure.
This guy's got game. I'll tell you what, though, you never know. I mean, there are certain guys who attract a lot of women, and you have to, and you're like, what? There's no rhyme or reason as to why this is going on. Like the guy doesn't appear to have that much to offer, but you're like, I don't know what it is, but because I have known guys like this. Where all these ladies are like fighting over them.
Right.
And you even ask the question like, well, what? He's not even like good looking. There's like, I don't know. So, and it's frustrating. If you don't have that gift, it's a little frustrating. But, you know, it happens. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know,
and so. I mean, and then there's sometimes I know in LA sometimes there'll be a guy and he's not very attractive and gets hot women, but he has a lot of money, and so that like explains everything. But Hank didn't even have a lot of money.
No, he's got nothing. I don't know. So he might just have like that magic flair.
I guess.
Guys, I don't know. It's a lot of it's definitely self confidence. So you gotta be rocking some real self confidence.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But I don't know if Hanks has that. Maybe he does. I don't know.
Maybe. So then Amy's in town, and she goes over to Sammy's house. And yep. Sammy, like, brings out, like, this butt-ugly chair. And we find out that Sammy's an interior decorator, but she has, like, horrible taste. Like, horrible.
Right.
Then Sammy and Amy are talking. Sammy tells Amy that, you know, she hopes that it isn't going to be awkward with her being the maid of honor. And Amy says, well, you know what? I mean, I dumped him, so if you dump someone, they can date whoever they want. Yeah. You know, which is very evolved of Amy, actually.
Yeah, well, I'm a fan. And then we find out the Hallmark trope, although it's a little weak, not that strong this time, but Sammy's mother died.
So dead always, mother.
There's always a parent that's gone, and
it's always
kind of
a mother.
Shoehorned in. It's kind of shoehorned. Well, sometimes dad is doing something somewhere. There's one movie where dad disappeared.
Right.
I don't blame him. But Sammy's mother died, and that's what that. She's not there to help, which is kind of rude. They meet with a wedding planner. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think it was wedding planner.
Right. And the wedding planner is having issues with Sammy, and we find out Sammy has actually fired every. This is like her third wedding planner, and she's fired every wedding planner that she's had.
Yes, because she's in love with a wedding, with the idea of a wedding.
And so. But and then we find out that Sammy's actually the asshole, not the wedding planner.
Yes.
And Sammy has, like, horrific taste.
She wants red, white, and blue. And that's it. No black gowns. That was a suggestion. She said no. That's it.
And Sammy's an absolute bridezilla.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
oh, sorry.
Amy's parents are white.
Yeah.
With her mother and her father.
Yes.
Are white.
Yes.
And there is a character in this movie of the black persuasion.
Yes.
Hanks. Oh, Hanks a lawyer. I think Hanks a lawyer.
Okay. I wrote here in my notes, the sassy black friend is a guy.
Yeah. I can't believe how excited I got when Hanks a lawyer. Yes, the sassy black man of the black persuasion. He's a lawyer. He's Hanks' friend.
Right.
But what do you think of this Meghan Markle? Why don't you think they so her real parents,
mm-hmm.
her dad is black. Is that correct?
No, her dad is white and her mom is black.
Okay, his mother. Okay. All right. Do you think that Hallmark is afraid to have an interracial couple because their primary audience is the heartland who might
not. No, yeah. Because I've seen interracial couples on Hallmark movies before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those yet.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So I'm thinking
good.
It's more of, well, you know, she's dark. Like, well, you know, she's half black, but she can maybe – we could get away with not having her parents be black or whatever parents be black because we'll give her both parents with black hair as well.
Oh, is that what they yeah.
But to be honest, I'll be seriously honest. When I first looked at Meghan Markle before I knew who she was,
right.
I didn't realize that she was half black.
Right.
Now that I know, I can totally spot it. But when I first saw her at first glance, I didn't know.
Hmm. No, I don't think I did either, actually.
But then it's so funny because I watched the Harry and Meghan movie, which we will be talking about on another episode.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah.
But they showed the woman who played her mom looked like her mom, her real mom in real life, and her mom is definitely like. Dark complected, like there's no questioning that her mom is black.
Okay. Does Meghan Markle play herself in this movie?
No, but the actress who plays her looks a lot like her.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So we find out that Sammy has not told Hank that Amy is the maid of honor.
Yeah. I have here something. Oh, when they're in the lawyer's office, an old guy comes in and brings he brings a bunch of muffins. Right. And it's in lieu of payment. Like he owes them money.
Right.
And he brings in a bunch of muffins. So that was ballsy. And then Hank's eating the muffins.
Right.
And then he wanted apple pie.
Right. Man, well, it was obvious that Hank, you know, how do I put this? It was obvious that Hank loved his food.
Oh man, I love my food too.
But then I guess Hank felt guilty about eating the muffins and the pie because we see in the next scene he's jogging.
Very tactful. He loves his food. And then he's jogging. Oh yeah, I have that written down. Yeah, he's out jogging. And then I think this is where he runs into Amy.
Right.
And they exchange nothingness. I wrote down.
Like, oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Yeah. That's something that frequently happens in Hallmark films. Like they have an opportunity to have a moment and they always blow it.
But then they do kind of in their little moment, they're like, you know, are we good? And they're both like, yeah, we're good. And then that was pretty much it.
I don't even remember what they said, and I just saw the movie. Okay, now back at Amy's white. This is what I've written down in my notes. Back at Amy's white parents,
and they're white.
When is Phil coming? Yeah, they're asking like, when is Phil coming? These are questions. They're trying to communicate with their daughter,
right?
Trying to have a conversation with her. It's hard to get through to her, but they're like, when is Phil coming?
Right.
How's Chicago?
Right.
Why are you such a mess?
And then we find out Phil travels a lot. And then she tells her parents that basically, you know, when it's come to her writing, she's actually kind of hit a wall.
Yeah.
She also tells them that the editor told her to step up her game as well.
Yes.
And then we see Sam. We find out Sammy has fired yet another wedding planner.
That's right.
But then Sammy's like, well, you know what, though, Amy, since you're in town, why don't you do it? And why don't we do it together?
That's obnoxious. And it seems like Amy's a big pushover. She needs to work on that.
Well, the library's closing. Computers will shut down automatically in 15 minutes. If you have
Did you hear that, Weird Al?
Right.
Please return it to the laptop kiosk at this time. Thank you.
I know, it's like, Al, hurry up, get your books together.
Weird Al, come on. Close that book, Weird Al. Let's go. Come on. You can afford to buy some books. All right. Out of the library. All right. We got to wrap this up. You hear that, everybody in the home audience? We have 30 minutes.
But the funny thing is, so little happened in this movie, even though I enjoyed it, that we'll totally be able to wrap it up in 30 minutes. No problem.
So, yeah, this piece of fluff right here.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, Amy's a pushover. Amy just seems to have like copious amounts of time. Everybody just wants her to – you know, she has time to plan a wedding.
She can't say no. Like, she has a problem with saying no to people.
Can't say no.
Except for Hank, when she's like, no, you're not coming to Chicago with me.
No, yeah, that's where she draws the line. She could say no to homely men.
Right.
That's it. Easier.
Yeah. Oh, and so then I have on my notes, too, Sammy is an asshole. Because she's like a total bridezilla. And then she puts Amy in charge of the special wedding fireworks. I have Sammy's dad comes to visit. Sammy still has
I thought it was Phil.
Pardon?
about Sammy's dad. I thought that was Phil at first.
Oh, really? Sammy's dad?
Yeah, I thought it was
Well, Phil did look as old as the dad.
Okay.
So then Sammy still had that ugly chair, and she wanted to give the ugly chair to the dad, and the dad didn't want it either.
It's ugly.
So then they're having like a cake tasting. Three of them, Sammy, Amy, and Hank, are at a cake tasting.
Yeah.
And then they're trying different cakes. Like, they tried a red velvet cake, which they like. You know, Sammy likes it. No, Hank likes it, and Amy likes it. But then they try, like, a white chocolate cake, and they try that. But when they asked, when the baker asked, which ones do you like better, Amy and Hank at the same time both said red velvet.
Yeah.
And Sammy said white chocolate, and you could tell that Hank was looking a little uncomfortable, and in order to appease his new bride, he said white chocolate, I think, just to cover up the fact that he and Amy agreed on.
Yes. I'd like to pretend I'm getting married just so I could do this cake auditions.
Cake tasting is fun.
I want to do that.
It's good. It's fun. You would like it. You would like cake tasting.
I sure would. I like to eat one of those. I'm like Hank. All right.
Oh,
and now they're in a China store.
Right.
Keeping it moving. This library's closing.
And then, okay. And then Sammy likes the ugly China.
Oh, I have no. I don't know anything about China.
She likes the ugly China, but then when Sammy's looking around, the person in the China shop thinks that Hank and Amy are a couple.
Yeah.
And then Hank longingly looks at Amy, and you can tell that he misses her.
Sure he does. She's hot.
And then Amy is out and about, and she runs into yet another sassy black person in this town.
Oh, yeah. A news reporter.
Right. And she's like, and the news reporter's like, oh my God, Amy, you're like in the big city now. I'm stuck here. And she's like gushing over Amy, and you know.
Amy doesn't have anything going on.
Nothing.
This woman's more successful than Amy.
Seriously. And then Amy's talking. We see Amy talking to her dad, and we find out that their inventory is not only low, the fireworks company is in trouble. Right. And we find out that there has been a lot of like cancellations with their fireworks. And so, the company's not doing as well as Amy thought they were doing.
Now you're here. Yeah, now you're on again. I can see you.
Oh.
Wait, no, we're going.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh. Well, right now I can, yes.
Okay, good. And then...
All right.
So, Sammy... Okay. Oh. Then, So the company's in trouble. But then the dad's like, you know, once we get our big payment for the 4th of July, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. They don't seem to have their act together. So their entire business is contingent on 4th of July, I guess.
Right. Which is kind of dumb.
Yeah, it is. Maybe they should do some other things during the off years. Have a hayride or something like
something.
That.
Oh, so they're trying on, like, so Sammy picked out, like, these ugly red, white, and blue wedding dresses.
Yes.
And she's literally holding her bridesmaids hostage with these ugly dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they go to the florist, and Sammy wants, like, red, white, and blue flowers, and the florist looks like she's just at the end of her rope, too.
Right. We're all at the end of our rope. Did you see her bridesmaid? There's an Asian woman, a blonde woman, and then Meghan Markle.
Right.
So there's a variety of ladies.
A variety of ethnicities and skin colors, but they all had one thing in common. They all were pretty hating on Sammy at this point.
Yes, they all were. We always point out the ethnicities of everyone.
Well, because Hallmark, you know, actually, the more that I'm like learning about Hallmark movies, the more that I find that people really, at one point, really got down on it because there was not a lot of ethnic diversity.
Oh, okay.
So, which Hallmark is working on now. So I think it is ironic that me, of all people, has a Hallmark podcast.
Well, it's just they're adding these different ethnic groups, and it's great.
Oh, for you listeners who don't know, I'm black. I keep on forgetting that, like, it's a podcast, so people don't see what we look like.
Yes.
Anyway,
but I am a mystery.
Oh, okay. Kurt is a mystery.
I'm a mystery. I like that laugh. All right, so where are we now? Now, okay, you're still there. He runs out to Amy. I just had rather. Oh, now he needs a favor. Hank has taken advantage of this Amy as well.
Yes.
Everybody thinks Amy just has nothing to do
because she can't say no.
No, so he runs out. He says, "Look, I need you to help me with the rehearsal dinner." And she's like, "Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I'm sure my days and nights are filling up, aren't they?"
And so then they go looking at all these different restaurants, but they're all like really snooty and really snotty. And they go to this one restaurant, and this one like owner gave them like real just attitude.
Yeah, he thinks they're the delivery people. No, leave the deliveries out in the front. So here they go. It sounds like an Irish broke. And then he disappears, and then they run out.
Right.
So what's he going to say? What happens when he comes back in the room? Where did these people go?
Right.
I'll just sit here and wait for them for 4 hours. So, it's weird when people just run out of places. I don't know. I find that disconcerting.
So then Hank and Amy are like driving through the country and they're reminiscing and remembering old times and, you know, meanwhile, Sammy is with the other bridesmaids and the other bridesmaids are looking at her like she's crazy because they're like, "Okay, Sammy, you really let Amy and Hank, you left them alone and you're not there to supervise? Right. Come on, girl."
Now I try not to swear on this podcast, but I have to say, these bridesmaids are they are trying to stir up trouble. Because I've known people like this. They're just like, "Oh, you know, I don't have a husband, so I'm not getting married, so I'm going to stir up some trouble. Oh, I see your boyfriend is really talking to that girl, you know."
And they really are stirring the pot.
Oh yeah, and you like stirring up the pot, but I don't. So I don't like this kind. I don't like this kind of behavior.
Oh, so then Hank and Amy like show up at this rib joint.
Yeah, Lou's.
And Lou like knows them.
Yeah, Lou, spelled L-E-W. That's how he spells it. Lou.
Lou. So, but I guess back in the day when they were a couple, they would always like Lou's was like their place.
Lou, yeah.
And so they're there and they're eating ribs, and then Lou brings them out some peach cobbler, and then
Peach cobbler, yeah.
Right? And then Lou remembered that Amy liked French vanilla ice cream on her peach cobbler. Oof. And they actually used to frequent this place so much that they had their very own special bench.
Yeah, they did. They carved something in it. They defaced property at Lou's.
and then Kent comes up with a great idea. Let's have our rehearsal dinner here at Lou's. And then Hank and Amy look into each other's eyes, and we could tell that they're in love.
They have a
And then Lou
disappeared.
Then Lou,
I'm telling you, not wait here.
Lou thinks that it's Hank and Amy getting married.
Yeah, it's reasonable to think that.
And they're like, no, we're not getting married. It's Hank and Sammy. And Lou kind of looks at him like, really? Are you sure? But
she says, I'm not marrying this plain-looking dude. Are you kidding? Jesus, I'm coming in here with some Brad Pitt-looking mother. Anyway. Right. All right.
So then Hank and Amy, you know, Hank tells Amy, you know, and he's glad that everything's working out in Chicago. And Amy breaks down and tells Hank that she's actually not really happy in the city. And Amy says, you know what, I've never met anybody like you who I could talk to and who I could confide in and be myself. And Hank is actually very nice to her and doesn't gloat.
Right. That's good.
And then Amy is like talking to her dad about, you know, business and about the company. And we find out that her dad, basically both of her parents, are very piss poor business people.
Yeah. They're just, I don't know how they're making, I don't know how they can eat. They don't have a website.
Right.
They're word of mouth.
Right. They don't advertise at all.
No. Word of mouth, but I don't think they ever leave their home. I don't
right.
They don't have a lot of color.
And right.
Yeah. I don't think they've seen the sun. Then she offers, she's going to say, I'll start your website. I'm telling you, she said, there's more work for her.
Right. But, I mean, in this case, though, I think that that's a good idea. Like, she's like, you know, Dad, you need to get your shit together. Come on, at least get a website.
Yeah, for love of God.
Yeah.
Gotta do something.
So then, we are at the bridal shower. And they're playing these bridal shower games. And I'm going to be honest, Kurt. Bridal showers do not look fun. That did not look like a fun party at all.
No, I don't like any kind of showers, baby showers, bridal showers. And they started – in recent years, they started opening up the baby showers to men. Like men are expected to go to this. Well, I don't like this – I don't like that trend.
No, we don't. I don't need to go to a baby shower.
No, we don't want to go to anybody's shower. I don't want to sit there and watch someone.
No, I want a bachelor party. I want strippers.
So I'm angry. I was invited. Wait, am I still on?
Yes.
I
need to get
this out. Okay. No, I know I got invited at the last. Last minute, because I was at some kind of like another little party they had, and they mentioned the baby shower, and I said, oh, yeah, and they saw me there. So, oh, we'll send the invite. So I was invited like the week before. You didn't have to invite me. I didn't want to go.
The West Hollywood Library will close in 15 minutes. If you would like to take items home with you tonight, please head to the self-checkout machines or the front desk at this time. If you have a library laptop, please return it to the laptop kiosk. Thank you.
Oh.
Weird Al's got to have his own laptop.
Right.
Okay. That baby shower rant was unnecessary. Okay, let's continue.
Okay. So, and then.
Can we do it? 15 minutes? There's still a lot here. Okay, go ahead.
And then Amy is like, she's wrapped in like toilet paper. She has like a toilet paper outfit.
I don't even understand that.
I didn't either. Because she's like, it was an outfit made out of toilet paper.
It looked very elaborate.
Really? No, it looked like a dress.
We might have to continue this later because there's we can't squeeze all this in.
Okay, do you want to continue it? Are you around tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's continue it tomorrow. I like what we have so far.